kids. Hey, kids. I want to talk to the kids. Hi, kids.
Hello, everybody. It's Ollie again. I'm doing this video because I need to show you exactly what is transpiring with this new ideology. Okay, the bathroom laws, the trans men, or the trans women in women's sports, all of it. It's all agenda. Okay, and I want this video to show you that agenda. I'm going to show you first someone from actually all over the internet, but I found this person on TikTok. His name's Jeffrey Marsh, and he is a sick individual, but he's a sick individual with a purpose. Have a look at this.
I did a brand deal for tampons.
God is non-binary.
Hi, kids. Hey, kids. I want to talk to the kids. Hi, kids. Hey, kids. Your parents screwed up. It's okay to say so.
Okay, so here's some people that refute what he says.
And this is Jeffrey Marsh's Patreon. You talk about this topic with kids. Now here are just some of the signs of grooming. Literally one of the first ones. Gaining access and isolating the victim. Asking them privately to go on Patreon and talking to them privately so you can connect. And then showing these kids that you trust them, you love them, you'll keep their secrets, and to keep them isolated from their parents. And then the icing on the cake is this video.
Hi, beautiful. If you do not have a family that loves you, I'm going to be your family.
No, you can't. You are a stranger on the internet. You are not their family. Oh, and another thing. You can turn off age restrictions on Patreon. So kids can go to Jeffrey Marsh's their Patreon.
Someone who does not menstruate. I'm non-binary. I don't menstruate.
Okay, real talk from a real practitioner. No, Jeffrey. The reason is that you do not menstruate is not because you're non-binary. It doesn't matter how you choose to dress, it doesn't matter who you choose to sleep with, it doesn't matter how you choose to identify. The reason you will never menstruate is because you are a biological male. So, Jeffrey, just to kind of wrap it up, you won't ever menstruate because you're a dude.
I hope you need to hear this today. Let them lose you.
Yeah, I think you've spoken enough. I don't want to hear a single thing you have to say. I wish I could lose you, Bill, Lester, whatever the hell your name is. Creepy dude sitting by a park in a van with free candy and naps written on the side of it and spray paint. Oh, that pisses you off? Okay. Just for a second, imagine with me. Forget everything you know about the dude and imagine with me. If a middle-aged man was going online and telling your kids that their parents screwed up, and then offering to talk to said kids on a private platform without your knowledge or consent. If that doesn't wave a whole bunch of red flags, I don't know what the fuck will. And let's also not forget, this is the same dude that was paid by a company to speak on their feminine hygiene products. If that makes any amount of sense to you, we're not in the same reality, because as a biological man, there is absolutely no reason, unless you sustained a knife or gunshot wound or you're out acquiring them, for your partner, who is a biological female, for any man to be in possession of a tampon. Just saying. And in one of his more recent videos that's going viral, stop calling trans people inspirational. Alright, clown prince of crime. No one's doing that. People were saying it was brave for a little while, but it's kind of the hot thing to do now, and it's lost its fabulous, sparkly sheen, which apparently you found and put in your eyeliner. The point I'm trying to drive home here is, everyone should be able to live their lives how they choose. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone or affect anyone else, do what makes you happy. If you want to call yourself a tow truck and participate in tractor pulls, don't Google that. Whatever. Doesn't affect me. However, when someone starts using their platform to try to interact with children, without their parents' knowledge or consent, even if you have the most altruistic notions at heart, there's gonna be some questions and it doesn't really look good. Just saying. Be safe and have a nice day.
You knew. You knew.
I've been expecting this comment, but I have a couple of questions. The first one being, how?
If you are attempting to figure out if you want to go no contact, let me give you a tip. Go no contact first.
What is the context that I'm missing out in that? The only context I'm getting out of that is, hey kids, for only $4, you can tell me anything you want without having those pesky moderators and TikTok creators getting in the way. Anything goes. How could I be taking him out of context? He says the same things over and over and over again. There are 5 basic categories to Jeffrey Marsh's content. Affirmations, medical misinformation, response videos, dad jokes, and subscribe to my Patreon so I can coach you on how to go no contact with your parents. No, it's not the music. I could have used a Christmas soundtrack in the background and what he was saying would still be creepy as hell. The dude raises so many red flags, you could gift wrap the Sphinx with it and still have enough left over to line the Grand Canyon with. I've also seen several large creators rushing to Jeffrey's defense. But from the things they say, it's obvious they've never taken a close look at the nature of his content.
You could have gone to Jeffrey's profile and looked at Jeffrey's website.
Didn't you hurl accusations at someone who didn't want to be your boyfriend?
Jeffrey's following are adults who Jeffrey is helping deal with childhood trauma.
Even if what you say is true, let's make something clear. Jeffrey is not a licensed therapist. At the very best, he is a life coach. Maybe I'm going on a limb here when I say that age regression therapy for the psychologically traumatized might be a wee bit out of his range of expertise. Another counter-argument I continuously hear is, but let's continue on this path. Find a victim of the clergy or a Boy Scout instructor, a Little League coach. Ask them about the things that happened before the abuse began, and I guarantee you the things that Jeffrey says are things that they have heard before. Let's go ahead and make something else clear. I'm not asking for TikTok to take any action against Jeffrey Marsh. What I'm asking for is parents to pay closer attention to who has access to their children on the internet.
Okay, so with that being said, I agree, if he's a psychologist, why is he saying things like your parents screwed up and or there's no such thing as gender, the whole, none of it makes any sense to someone who would be a psychologist. Okay, this would all be gibberish. So my thoughts are this guy might be playing a fucking game on the internet. I've seen him talk, doing a separate video about Mr. Marsh, because I want to show you exactly what this man is all about. And he is a biological man. He's not trans, and he might be non-binary. That's his own claim, but he's a sick individual. And a lot of people on TikTok were riled and upset with things he has said. And understandable, he's said some pretty stupid things and outlandish things. But the sickness that this kind of individual can just walk into a woman's washroom where you're wives and daughters or, you know, whoever are in there. This is a man pretending to be trans sometimes. And other times he's non-binary. And other times he's this or that or a purple unicorn or whatever the fuck he is. But the point is this. It's all a scam. He's not what he says he is. Also, there's this kind of shit here. Have a look.
I'm not. How can you tell me I'm not a transgender?
No, you're not.
What? Tell me I'm not a transgender. Because I am a transgender.
And to top it all off, we got this creepy fucker laughing at people about it. Watch.
Go ahead, buckaroo, because they won't do a damn thing. When I tell them I'm a trans woman, they'll say okay and they'll leave me alone. You want to know why? Because it's legal in my state as a trans woman to use the bathroom I identify with. Now come at me with another comment, honey bunches of oats.
Okay. So, with these creepy assholes accessing bathrooms and change rooms of their choice because of these new laws, okay, these inclusivity, you know, what's inclusive about allowing men to walk into women's change rooms and bathrooms? That kills privacy. That there's a reason why we have men's rooms and women's rooms. Now the issue comes up of transgender. Okay, I get it. But that's a whole separate issue and that's a whole separate video. But this is about freaks, what I call deep fakes, who say they're transgender, but they're not, okay? And then they're doing the transgender community a lot of harm because of their stupidity, okay? Have a look at these idiots. Okay.
Conditions that is needed to be...
Y'all, yet another one who bases having a period off of having a uterus.
Interesting how little cis people actually know about biological sex. Like, your chromosomes dictate everything and you'll never be a real boy or a real girl. Do you know how easy it is to completely change your body with hormones? I grew a penis within my first month of being on testosterone.
Hi, my name is Erin. I use she, her pronouns, and I am...
Trans women can grow breasts, exactly like cis women can. Trans women can lactate.
Okay, this is the kind of stupidity I talk about that's hurting the transgender community. Look, you can't grow a penis. That's not how it's done. And you cannot have periods when you're trans. Even after surgery, you don't get periods, bleeding, or any of that. It's stupid. These people are having period envy. Okay? These people are having psychosomatic episodes to validate their being. You know, like myself, I did this for me. I didn't do this to impress anybody out there. But these people seem to have to impress the world with their womanhood and their... You know, you don't see trans men acting like this. You don't see trans men running around, I'm a man, I'm a man. You know, it's these so-called trans females, but they are not transgender females. They are trans whatever. Females, okay? They could be transvestites, transsexuals, trans age, trans species, transmission, translucent, anything, any kind of trans. There's all kinds of them. So when someone says trans, ask them, just say, Ellie wants to know what trans you are. Okay? Because that's a legitimate question. When they're using a vague term like trans, when there's like 8 to 10 different types of trans, then yes, you have the right to ask which trans they're referring to. Because a lot of people in society don't know and automatically think they mean transgender. And none of them are transgender. Some might be, but we don't use the term trans. It's just because we know how many types of trans. We always say transgender, right? So there's a reason why. And this is all foolishness and ideology of the left to push crap on society. And people are not okay with it. Have a look. Okay. So with this being said, look, we have a lot of fucking freaks pushing the transgender ideology on people like this loser here. Have a look.
Listen up, buckaroos. Women do have their own spaces, and their spaces are with trans women. And if you don't like that, then you're the one who's not the real woman. And we all know where you shouldn't be, and that's in space with other women, because you are a danger. Goodbye.
Nah, I'm sick of these. I'm sick of this. Absolutely not. Nope. No, you don't. Now we have a problem because we don't want you in our spaces? I don't think so. Pretty sure you have your male genitalia, don't you?
Okay. That's too much. Someone who claims to be transgender, okay, with a fucking 5 o'clock fucking aftershadow, okay, and claims to be woman, okay. Never in my 6 years of transitioning did I ever do a video with a half a beard. I gotta shave twice a day. Trust me, it's not fun. Until we get our electrolysis, this is what we have to put up with. So for goofs like that to come out and do a video claiming they're transgender, yet he's got a fucking beard. So these are the deep fakes I'm talking about. They're pushing the agenda, but they're not really what they say they are. Look at this freak here.
Hello, everybody. This is Sissy Little Girl Pansy. And I wanted to show everybody the kind of diapers that I wear all the time.
Okay, class example of trans age. Trans stupidity, it's what I call it. It's just, it's sickness. It's pedophiles and fucking dirtbags who want to get near kids. And the best way they can do it is to be kids. Now you got other idiots who want to be have their diapers changed and they want to be treated like a baby. Like, where did all this shit come from? It came from the left. It came from inclusion. This is what inclusion is. It's pandering to mental illness. And I'm not okay with it because it's all done in the name of transgender. Okay? This is a big dark cloud over the transgender community as a whole, because these idiots just want to run amok. I mean, let's face it, the inmates are running the asylum right now. If you look at all the world leaders right now, the inmates are running the fucking asylums, okay? The guards are locked up in the cells, and the inmates are running the show. So now we, as the common people, are expected to live under this, be forced to live under this ideology and that ideology and this and that ideology. So there's going to be a problem here. And who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay the ultimate price in the end? It's going to be transgender people, not trans freaks, not trans this and trans that. It's going to be because they're all flying transgender flags when they're pulling this fucking shit. And none of them are transgender. Not fucking one of them. They're what's called trans allies, okay? These are the same fucking assholes who run around the internet threatening people, doxing people, mass reporting people. It's cowardly, and it's what cowards do when they have to push their idea. Look, it's the same thing with Muhammad and Islam. He tried forcing it on different societies and they booted him. They kicked them all the fuck out. They didn't want it. Well, this is what's going to happen. But transgender people are going to pay the price for all of this stupidity that's happening right now. And this is the problem I have. This is why I want to bring all this to the forefront now. Okay, it's very much like the question I asked.
Hello, me again. It's Ellie. I have some questions for people that are offended by the word mother and father. Okay. So how does the word mother being switched to birthing person not be offensive? Because it means the same thing. And the same with father and biological contributor. They mean the same thing. The same person. So how is it less offensive to change the words? It's real inclusive. I get it. But how inclusive it is to mothers and fathers who would like to be called mothers and fathers? That's a respect thing. So how inclusive is it to them? This is the problem with your ideology. You want inclusion, but you want to exclude others to do it. And this cannot happen. And if you're going to expect this and demand this, then just give us reasons why. Logical reasons, not your hate speech and your this phobe and that phobe. I want to hear actual, real reasons. Thank you.
So what's the difference between mother and birthing person or father and contributor? Like, really, they still mean the same people. They're just different words. How does that make it all better? I'm sorry. I just don't understand any of this. My thinking came from 1961. Okay, when skies were blue and clouds were white and fluffy, they didn't come out of the back of an airplane. Common sense ruled. The rule of law ruled. There was a lot of fucked up shit from back then. I'm not saying it was perfect, but I'm just saying common sense. We had common sense in plentiful. But now common sense has been disregarded and all these ideologies of stupidity are fucking flying everywhere. And we are expected being forced to live under it and live by it. And I will not. They will have to kill me first. I will not ever. So what you do is on you. I'm just showing you all this because I want you to see how dangerous and stupid these people are. Now I'm going to close out with a few video clips that will kind of give you an idea of just of what we're looking at here. Okay. I want to thank you all for joining me for Spaz. There's going to be a Spaz too. And I'm just collecting video. Like it's just coming at me. They're just handing it over to us. Sick. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
Welcome back. One final point before we go. First, we had transgender. Men who identify as women, women who identify as men. They claim, the opposite gender of their birth gender because they feel they are trapped inside the wrong body. As a society, we accepted this. Then we got transracial. Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who pretended to be black and even led a chapter of the NAACP until she was exposed and thrown out, she claims she wasn't pretending to be black. She is black because she feels black. She's a black woman trapped in a white woman's body. She's transracial, she says. As a society, we accepted this for the most part, except some liberals who claimed transracial is a thing, but Rachel Dolezal doesn't qualify because she's an imposter and a liar, and imposters and liars aren't entitled to their feelings or their identity. There's more. After transgender and transracial, we got transabled. Yeah, this one's really messed up. Physically healthy people who feel they should have been born disabled. A man in Great Britain cut off his arm because he felt like an amputee. A woman in North Carolina poured drain cleaner in her eyes because she felt blind. Transgender, transracial, transabled. Guess what's next? A grown man posting an ad on Craigslist wanting a nanny because he identifies as a baby. You can't make this stuff up. Ridiculous? Perhaps, but who's to say anymore if that's how he feels? If a man can be a woman because he feels like one, if a white person can be a black person because she feels like one, if a healthy person can mutilate herself because she feels disabled, if a grown man can be a baby because he feels infantile, where does this end? Can a child be an adult because she feels like a grown-up? Can a teenager buy alcohol because he identifies as over 21 years of age? Can a grown man attend kindergarten because he identifies as a 6-year-old girl? Can a child spend the day at doggy daycare instead of school because the child feels like a canine? If not, why not? If a kid can be transgender because he feels like a girl, who are we to tell a child he must attend school or obey his parents or refuse him a beer when he orders one? You can't have it both ways. If children have a right to parents providing for them, and a man identifies as a child because he feels he is a child trapped in an adult body, and if we're playing by these twisted, disordered, ridiculous rules where illusion and emotions trump objective truth, aren't we violating his rights by refusing him the love and care and financial support every child deserves? Just something for liberals to think about before they push the boundaries of identity politics past the point of no return. When you sacrifice objectivity and reality, like transgender, transracial, transabled, transspecies, transaged, you get cultural absurdity. And we promise to cover it every step of the way because it has only just begun.
Yes, basically, we have established that being cisgender is actually very problematic and toxic, racist, everything. So if you're cisgender, you are going to get cancelled, and yeah, stop being cisgender.
Saying cis, that defensiveness comes from white supremacy.
Oh, hey, question. As a previously identified trans person, do you think that maybe telling women that they have to be subjected as a subcategory of woman in order to make previously identified men more comfortable, deeply rooted in misogyny? And that gaslighting them with racial shaming is deeply rooted in racial supremacy? And then shaming any type of person who doesn't believe the same way you do is deeply rooted in classism? And that guilting others that their reactivity is deeply rooted in a box that you put them in is really just narcissism with extra steps? While we're sitting in our emotions unpacking our deeply rooted issues, I just think that when one projects their own ignorant thoughts and guilt onto somebody else, it's not really doing the real work. But it is justifying the abuse of others in the name of altruism and reinforces systems of division, manipulation, and control. Just a thought.
So I walk into my bank. I walk up to the teller and I say, look, I identify as a 60-plus-year-old billionaire. I want to transfer a couple of million to my realtor. I'm looking at a property. She laughed at me.
Youngins, cover your ears because shit's about to get real. Hitty hooty. So I keep seeing the same shit over and over again. So we're going to have a conversation. If you want to call yourself a birthing person, whatever. You do you, boo-boo. But what we not going to do is take your belief and your opinion and shove it down mine and other people's fucking throats. I did not go through hours of labor for my children to be born and push them out of my bearded oyster, my cooter cat, my hairy goblet, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, just to be called a fucking birthing person. I am a mother. I earned that fucking right to be called so. And nobody is going to tell me or make me call myself a birthing person to cater to other motherfuckers' feelings.
Because they get offended.
Shove your feelings right up your fucking asshole. Another thing we're not gonna do is normalize pedophilia and call these motherfuckers MAPS because they want to be accepted into fucking society. That is never going to fucking happen. What does need to happen is actual consequences and punishment for those types of motherfuckers. And it should be broadcasted everywhere. I damn sure watch it. Religiously. Merch link in my bio. I said what I said.